I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation, and he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
I wish I had some men right here who understood the timing of the Lord to say amen right there. But obviously by the silence, you have failed to send roses to your wife in recent days. I suggest that you make a move. He puts eternal destiny into our hearts to cause us. It's the promise. It's the breadcrumbs that he drops on the road and says, walk this way and you'll walk into your destiny that I have already designed and closed the book on, because I already know what I have in store for you. He commands the believer, like he did Abraham, walk before me. Throughout the scripture, there's many places that he tells us how that we should walk. In one place he says, walk worthy of the calling that has been placed upon your life. It's a high, don't walk like the other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Walk worthy of the vocation. I've called you with a high calling. Why are you down in the pig pen? Walk in the light, he says. Don't walk in darkness. Darkness and light in the Bible constitutes ignorance or revelation, illumination. So when you walk in the light, you're walking in understanding. You're walking in the knowledge and the wisdom of God's word. He said, if you're going to walk before me, you got to walk in love. And that don't mean just those who sent you a Christmas card already, because we're reactionary. But he said, I want you to love everybody like I love everybody. He said, I want you to walk in the Spirit. I want you to be Spirit-led and Spirit-guided. Walk in that. Consult with the Spirit of God on a daily basis as to what I should do, how I should walk. He says, walk in wisdom. Wisdom. You know that the Bible says, don't be a fool. Unfortunately, we are a world filled. They're walking in the vanity of their own mind, the emptiness of their own knowledge, and knowledge without God is not wisdom. But knowledge sets itself up to be God. Y'all all right? Can I drop something on you right here that's been rolling in my head? Some of you may have heard me say a little bit about this before, but science by definition is knowledge. It's knowledge. It's the ever acquiring of knowledge. And the Bible says that in the last days, there would be a whole group of people that would be ever learning, but never coming to the truth. Why? Because you can gain knowledge and still be a fool. Come on, somebody. In fact, there's no fool like a fool who's full of knowledge and thinks that he can't be fired from his high government position. There's no fool that says, I'm going to do this and I don't care what other people think. And suddenly they pull the trigger on you and there you are, terminated from your very high profile job. I would just want you to know that whatever you see on the horizon, there's no fool. Sometimes there's no fool like an old fool. And pride will let you acquire knowledge. But if you don't get the wisdom of God, wisdom is applied knowledge. Watch what happened. We're saying today, follow this, follow the science. And we've long since left that. And what they were saying is follow the knowledge. Well, go all the way back to the book of Genesis and you'll find everything that's going on very clearly played out. Because when God spoke to Adam and Eve, he said, you can eat of every tree in this garden, but don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in that day you shall surely die. And Satan comes along and says, follow the knowledge. Because God knows the day you take of that and you get knowledgeable, you'll be like God. And now we've got people that think they are like God, but they have become, according to the scripture, they have become fools with their ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth of God's word. I want to call it out this morning because I don't want this church to step into 2022 thinking that all things are going to continue the same way they were. God has got us on a path of destiny, and if he gets ready to open up the windows of heaven, I don't want to be standing in another location acting a fool. And so the Bible says that we should walk in wisdom and walk in knowledge. And he said, whatever you do, get understanding. You're going to need it in the days ahead. You're going to need it into 2022 like you never have before. Don't walk, the Bible says, after the flesh, but walk, the scripture says, in the steps of faith. I'm talking to you about 2022 and your future. If we continue to walk with God, God has made a covenant that says you're going to walk right into it. The predestined covenant blessings of God. Now, some people in recent days and months and even over the past couple of years have forfeited the plan of God because they're not walking with God. They've stopped walking with God. And I'm amazed. I must take you back for just a few moments. It was the Lord who blessed your life way back there. Lest you forget, it was the Lord who healed your body. Lest you forget, it was the Lord who put food on your table. Lest you forget, it was the Lord who took care of your family. It was the Lord. Remember the Lord in the days of old. Because if I can remember what he has done, I'll have no problem believing for what he can do. For those of you that have stopped walking with God and forfeited the plan of God, get back on the path. The one good thing about God is he'll let you in wherever you stopped. Some have stopped walking, and this is, I hesitated to bring this message this morning because I knew even the message title was going to bring pain in my house. Because over the past several months, and then all of a sudden Tammy Greason walks in here this morning with a boot on. I said, you cannot be my wife's friend right now. Not at all. But I've watched, and over the past several months, if any of you have had any foot surgery before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some people have stopped walking with God because when they put their foot down, it was so painful to take another step. What made that pain? Some hurt, some loss, a death. I've been crushed and rejected. It was so painful that I watched her grimace and stop. And some people have stopped or paused for a moment because the pain was so great. I'm not sure I could take another step, but I want you to help me preach this morning. Look at your neighbor and tell them, take another step. I know you don't think you can do it. Yesterday she was sitting in that chair and she got up walking around, moving around, doing all kinds of stuff. I said, you need to sit down and let that thing rest. She said, in my mind, she told me yesterday, she said, in my mind, I wanted to stay right here, but in my spirit, I knew I had to get up and walk this thing out. I said, go, girl. I just want to tell for all of you that have stopped because of pain, I want you to know, take another step. The more you walk, the better it's going to be. If you'll walk with God, He will not fail you. Wave your hand to the Lord if you remember how the Lord helped you walk it out one time or another. Some are sleepwalking today. I can tell some of you looking at me right now, all up in here sleepwalking. Amen, Pastor. And if you keep messing around walking like that, you're going to be the walking, Ain't nothing worse than being a zombie Christian. I don't think there is such. But in 2022, God wants you to walk into it by faith. That's the word I'm bringing to you here today. If some, and I'm going to tell you, over my lifetime, I've learned, because I, as a pastor, as a shepherd, you want everybody to be around. You want everybody. But you know, some people, some folk, when you make a turn left or right, or you choose to go back to school, or you choose to do this or that, they look at you as if you're crazy, and suddenly they get into disagreement. And I'm going to give you some word. You ready for some word? Amos said it like this. How can two walk together unless they agree? So I'm going to give you some advice here today. If they're not agreeing with you walking with the Lord, then let them walk. Some of you in 2022, before you take another step, you need to go ahead and let them walk. You need to quit trying to invest so much into a relationship that is not reciprocating back to you. Come on, somebody. You've liked their page until your like button is gone and nothing's coming back. I came to tell you, if they're not in lockstep walking with the Lord for you, let them walk. Let them walk. I've learned the gift of goodbye, because sometimes they're a boat anchor around your neck and you're trying to strive for the Lord and they're always trying to pull you back to the party. I came to tell you, in 2022, you had plenty of my time in 2021, but today I effectively cut it off. I got to go up higher because there's a destiny in me and I've got to reach for that. You might want to write these things down, because God is the one, according to the scripture, that controls the steps of the righteous. So here's some things you need to know. God gives us a new year as a new opportunity to do what? To redefine, it's on the wall, redefine our priorities. How many of you know you need to change some priorities before? Some things were important in this season that are not going to be important in the next season.
Revive 2022 begins this January with special guests Kevin Wallace, Sam Luke, and Ron Webb. Join us on Sunday nights at Pace Assembly Ministries for Revive 2022.
I believe that the enemy knows more about us and our potency and our potential and about our future than we do ourselves.
He is still the master of every situation, and he has never seen a circumstance he cannot control, and he will bring us out.
I don't know who God sent me here to prophesy to this house tonight. Whatever you've been trusting him for and whatever you've been believing him for, I want you to praise him right now like it's already.
You won't want to miss Revive 2022.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.